Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for faith in Christ. Thank God for another opportunity to learn from the word of God. Another opportunity to look into scriptures to unravel the mind of God. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. Merry Christmas to you and your family, you and your loved ones. I'm sure you're having a good time. Praise God. Now, this is Every Day with Jesus broadcast. We're meant to have it in the morning, but then for some reasons, we couldn't have it. So we're having it late in the evening today. And we've been studying the Christian at Christmas. What should be our disposition towards Christmas? How should we conduct ourselves? I spent the last two episodes explaining to us how that we have a task, a mission that is non-seasonal. Praise God. The Bible says to preach the word in and out of season. So it is not that we go on break during Christmas. We don't preach the word. We don't share the gospel. In fact, I've brought our attention to taking advantage of the season, to reaching out to people who are going to come around us to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then today I want to major on the attitude, our conduct, even as we celebrate. Praise God. Now, it's amazing that there are two things that happen during Christmas. Number one, people celebrate recklessly. People celebrate in a very reckless manner. Amazingly, some people die during Christmas because of the way they celebrated. People overdrink. People, you know, get to the beach and do all manner of reckless things. People get drowned. People, all manner of things, drowned in the pool. People fight themselves. There are lots of things that happen during Christmas that, you know, you begin to wonder, is this really a celebration of Christ? Many things that do not glorify God. Hallelujah. Number two, people stay in offense during Christmas, during festive periods. People stay in offense. Offenses like, oh, somebody didn't come to greet me. Nobody wished me Merry Christmas. Nobody reached out to me. Nobody served me food. Nobody even bothered to find out how I was doing. People stay in offense during Christmas. So I want to encourage you. I want to admonish us on these two things, two areas today. So far, you've been celebrating. I want to ask you, I hope you are not in offense. Hallelujah. I hope you are not begrudging anybody because they didn't bother to say Merry Christmas to you. Do you know the attitude you ought to have as a Christian? If nobody is greeting you or reaching out to you, you are meant to reach out to them. Praise God. You shouldn't be setting traps for people, waiting for them to say hi to you first or say Merry Christmas first. And this goes beyond this season. Every day of our lives, we are never to be found living in offense or bitterness towards people because we feel that they've not reached out to us, they've not said hello and all of that. We are meant to walk in love towards all men at all times and in all seasons. Praise God. I hope you are not staying in offense because you feel that you have not eaten as much as you should in the since morning, and then you see your friends sharing stuff on their WhatsApp status. You see people sharing things on Facebook. You know, some of the people even sharing food on their status are sharing food from Instagram. They also got the picture somewhere. Don't start begrudging people because of pictures. Hallelujah. Don't stay in offense. It is very, very, very important. The word of God at Ephesians chapter 4, Paul speaking, look at verse 31. He says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Hallelujah. Let all bitterness be put away. Let all evil speaking and malice be put away from you. You've been called to a higher life, to a different life. Hallelujah. You've been called to walk in the love of God. Glory to God. That's why verse 32 says, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now, I know that some of us feel very entitled to have some people reach out to us. We are so entitled. You feel that, I mean, if nobody else is going to reach out to you, your family members, your friends, your close friends, your church folks, and all that. So let's even assume that they've offended you in that context. But the Bible says to forgive one another. Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Jesus, is not a time to make new enemies. It's not a time to begin to make new enemies. It's not a time to begin to fight people. It's not a time to stay in offense. It's a time to demonstrate the same love that you have received because Jesus came. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If we are celebrating the coming of Jesus into this world, celebrating the birth of Christ, we know that birth was the beginning of God demonstrating his love towards us. So if there's anything to do during this season, it is to extend the same love toward us. It is to show the same love to others by walking in forgiveness. Don't stay in offense. Let go bitterness. Let go all kinds. See, no matter how justifiable it sounds, offense is never righteous. Hallelujah. No matter how much it sounds justified, you say, this particular one, with this particular person, I know what I'm saying. Man, it's in my right. And all that. See, offense will never be acceptable, will never be justifiable. Walking in strife and bitterness and malice will never be justifiable in the sight of God. It is unrighteous, it is sin, it is wrong, it is an error. You must not stay in offense. Praise God. In fact, the Bible says anger rests in the bosom of fools. That is, it takes a man that lacks discretion to continue to walk in anger and malice and strife. Because anger rests in the bosom of fools. A wise man knows that forgiveness is the ultimate. Forgiveness is the right response to offenses. Glory to God. Look at chapter 5 from verse 1. Bible says, therefore be imitators of God as dear children. Be imitators of God. And walk in love as Christ also loved us and giving himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. He says to rather imitate God. Hallelujah. Instead of walking in malice and hatred and walking in bitterness and anger and clamor, he says to rather imitate God. Praise God. Imitate him by walking in love as Christ also loved us. The season is not a time to walk in offense. This season is not the time to walk in offense and bitterness and malice. This season is not the time to be bitter towards anybody. Your relatives, your friends, your parents. Hallelujah. Some adults even begrudge their parents. Say, now they think that they think I'm now old enough. They're not even checking on me anymore. I mean, you are the one to be checking on them at this point in time. Praise God. Christmas is not the time to take offense at anybody. And like I said, beyond Christmas, every day of our lives, we are never to be found walking in offense and strife. We are to emulate Jesus. We are to imitate the Father. We are to forgive others. We are to walk in love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I want to say this, just like I've said, beyond open to receive compliments, begin to give compliments. If you have been staying in offense all day, angry at some people, reach out to them now and after this podcast and compliment them. Hallelujah. Or, give compliments to them for the season. Wish them a Merry Christmas. Send food to people. Buy somebody something. Rather than waiting to receive, be out to also give. Be all out to give and be spent. Glory to God. So, an offense, walking in offense is a no-no. Number two, how we celebrate is important. There are ways to celebrate as a Christian. We don't do parties in a reckless manner. A Christian must realize he cannot party like an unbeliever. Praise God. After party is good. I know it's great. You want to do party. But you see, you must realize there's a limit to how you celebrate. Praise God. For you, it's not just any kind of party. It's not just any kind of style. Praise God. Some are going to do from dawn to dusk. From dusk to dawn. Praise God. Yeah, from 6 p.m., party starts from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Praise God. And then you find believers also indulging in such parties. You're celebrating Christmas, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. You've never held night vigil in your entire life. Praise God. Or vigil, rather. You've never had a prayer vigil. You've never had a word feasting vigil. You've never had a time of, singing spiritual songs all night. But now you want to have all night party. For who? For Jesus. You are deceiving yourself. It is not Jesus you are holding party for. It is for your own lust. Praise God. A believer must realize that there's a limit to to how to go about partying. There's a limit. You can't throw caution to the wind. The question I'm going to ask you, a series of questions. Have you spent time praying today? You should realize that because there's party and there's party in the air and all that does not mean you stop praying. Does not mean you don't have time for prayer today. Does not mean you have absolute disregard for spiritual things, spiritual commitment today. Today is still a day of prayer. Hallelujah. The Christian is exhorted to pray always, to pray at all times. Luke 18:1, men ought always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, Bible says, pray without ceasing. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer. Hallelujah. Continue in prayer. Romans 12:12, continuing instant in prayer. The Christian must realize that every day is a day for spiritual activities, a day for spiritual commitment. Every day is for fervency, spiritual fervency. Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 12. I quoted this, but let's see some instructions in there. Romans chapter 12, I'll read from verse 10. Glory to God. Every day is a day of harvesting. You must not drop You must not drop the fire at this point in time. You must remain inflamed and on fire for Jesus. Romans chapter 12 and from verse 10. Bible says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Have you seen every day of your life, you must never be found lagging in diligence. You must be found fervent in spirit. And what? Serving the Lord. Today is a day to be fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayers. Hallelujah. Every day is a day given to spiritual things. You must give yourself to spiritual activities. You must be found praying. You must be found, you know, not ditching your spiritual commitment, your obligation as a Christian. You must not go and party all night. Please, if you've had such plans, begin to cancel them now. There's no such thing as partying all night for the Christian because, you know, you're celebrating the birth of Jesus. What are you going to be doing? For what reason? It's a time to spend time praying. It's a time to spend time praying for the souls you've reached out to. If you've reached out to none after this podcast, do your best to reach out to somebody and share with them the reason, the essence, the purpose of Christ coming into this world. You must not lose your sanity in this period. You must not throw caution to the wind and just begin to act like an unbeliever. No, you've been called to a higher life, to a purposeful life. Glory be to God. You must be the check in the life of, if you know, in the life of many people around you. Those who want to just throw caution to the wind, you must be in their lives as a check. Praise God. As a check. You should be the reason why they can't do certain things. You should be the reason why they won't party recklessly, because you're around. Be an example, a model. Glory to God. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4 as I begin to close. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4. Glory to God. There's a way to celebrate. There's a way to rejoice. There's a way to celebrate Christmas as a Christian. 1 Peter chapter 4. I'll read from verse 1. Bible says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Hallelujah. See, he says, we have already ceased from sin. Hallelujah. We've ceased from sin. And we've ceased from a lifestyle that indulges in the flesh. Verse 2 says, we no longer live the rest of our time for the flesh, in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Look at verse 3. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles. Praise God. When we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, verse 4, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. He's saying some of your folks, some of your friends, some of your old friends will find it strange that you are not running with them in the same flood of dissipation. You are not, you know, so keen on partying all night, just being reckless, drinking all through the night, and, you know, in the name of having fun and all that. Bible says we've lived the past time of our lives enough. We've spent enough of our past time in doing the will of the Gentiles, you know, rather than in serving the will of God. Someone says, well, I didn't really spend enough. I think it's time for me to catch up on lost times and all that. The point is, it's not saying we all were indulging in parties. It's just saying our old life consisted in such. Praise God. Our old life consisted in such. We had the liberty, in quotes, to do all that, to indulge in all that when we were unsaved. But now that we are saved, now that we are in Christ, we've been called to something different. Glory to God. We've been called into a different life, in the which we are not serving the lust of men, we are not serving the lust of the Gentiles, rather we spend ourselves in the will of God. We are rather spent in the service of God's will. Praise God. Romans 13, final scripture. I'll read from verse 12. Bible says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13, let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. So you see, there's a way to walk. It says, let us walk properly. Hallelujah. Let's walk properly as being in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. Verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Hallelujah. With these few words of admonition, of exhortation from Scripture. I hope you conduct yourself in a way that is worthy of God, worthy of His gospel, in a manner that is worthy of the life you have received in this festive period. Tomorrow is Boxing Day. You know, put the same instructions to practice. And by so doing, you would be glorifying the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. So see you in the next episode. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Every day with Jesus. Invite your friends, relatives, colleagues, family members, classmates. Let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of the Spirit, spiritual songs and prayers, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.